host, Aaron Rittmaster. Welcome to the Man Cave, where we're recording the Diz Dads podcast, episode number 35. Tonight, we're continuing our My Walt Disney World series, inspired by threads that Nathan Trent posted on the message boards about what things come to your mind when you think about each of the Walt Disney World theme parks. Tonight, we continue our quest to determine which is the single best, most important Walt Disney World experience for us as Diz Dads. With me tonight to take on this task are Mark Pratt.
Good evening, everybody.
Nathan Trent.
Hello, everyone.
David Jort.
How are we doing this evening, guys?
And Chris Carroll.
Hi, everybody.
Now, before we jump into the tournament, I do want to take a minute and remind everyone about the first ever Diz Dads convention that's coming up January 10th through 14th, 2013. Yes, I know, that's marathon weekend. But working with our podcast sponsor, Fairytale Journeys, we've been able to arrange some really great resort rates for the convention at All Star Movies, Port Orleans Riverside, and Wilderness Lodge. If you're interested in joining us, contact a Fairytale Journeys by Diz Dads agent today. You can find us listed at DizDads.com. Any of us would be happy to help you get booked with the group. There's a limited number of rooms available at each of those resorts, so the sooner you book, the better. We will have rates for special reduced rate group tickets as well soon. All right, guys. So by now you know the drill. We've been through this a couple of times. Nathan generated a list of 64 Walt Disney World experiences based on feedback from those threads that he posted in the message boards. And those experiences include rides, shows, restaurants, even unique sense impressions. And he took those, as I said, from those threads. Now, he then took the experiences and seeded them in a 64-spot S-curve, just like the NCAA basketball tournament, without the annoying explanations to the reporters afterwards about, you know, why certain matchups existed. And for ease of reference, we then divided those into four groups. We talked about the Mickey group and the Pluto group already. The Goofy group will be coming next week. This week, we're going to tackle the first round of the Donald group. And we anticipate that these tournament podcasts will take us through most of the summer. And if all this goes as planned, we'll be able to release one of these each week on a weekly basis, at least until we finish the tournament. So everybody ready to roll?
Ready.
Yes, sir.
Let's roll.
All right. So as usual, I'm just going to identify a matchup and toss it out to one of the panel members. And so we'll start with Mark Pratt. And Mark, you get our first matchup with our number one seed in the Donald division, Soarin', facing off against Epcot Music. And Nathan, before he chooses, why don't you go ahead and define what we mean by Epcot Music?
Epcot Music was a where people would reference specific area music, like the entrance to Epcot, or the, you know, the around the Fountain of Nations or the Interventions. And it also includes groups like Mo Rockin' and Off Kilter and even the Jaminators.
Okay, so Mark, Soarin', or all of Epcot Music?
Well, you know, I love the Epcot Music. I mean, especially, you know, from the moment you walk into the park, the loop that they play right when at the entrance. I love Off Kilter. That band they're amazing. And of course the Jaminators, those guys kill me every time I see them. But you know, Soarin', it really takes your breath away. It is something else. And you can tell, you know, that's why it's the number one seed, is because of the experience, the flight, the smells, everything about, you know, the music, everything about Soarin' is just a really cool experience. So it's not only a ride, it really is an experience.
Okay, and so you're saying that your winner is?
Soarin', for sure.
All right. So Mark's picked Soarin'. Is there any dispute with his pick there? Yeah, I don't think you can. You know, it made it much more difficult once it started including all of those music groups around World Showcase, because there's some really terrific and fun musical experiences there. But, you know, Soarin' is still the signature attraction at Epcot, and I don't think that music is going to be able to touch it.
With Soarin' winning, Epcot Music wins too. You know?
That's true. That's true. At least some of it does.
The only thing that I thought about when comparing Soarin' to Epcot music is that one of the things I really enjoy about Epcot music is listening to it on my iPhone, listening to it at home, and reminding myself of the Epcot experience. And then I realized that most of the songs that I listen to are just the Soarin' soundtrack. So.
Nice.
All right. Well, Chris, I'm going to go ahead and toss this next one to you. This is a tougher call because we've got the 8-9 matchup here. Number 8, Festival of the Lion King from the Animal Kingdom versus Flame Tree Barbecue, the 9 seed, also from Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I really enjoy the Flame Tree Barbecue. I like the outside area there where you can sit and have a more relaxing lunch and you're in the shade and there's... The kids seem to enjoy the ducks walking around Animal Kingdom just as much as they enjoy this safari, especially the ones at Flame Tree. Really, you can't beat the Festival for a Lion King. For me, I think that is something I never saw the Broadway show. The only thing I've ever seen is Disney War, is the one in Disney. But I would have to pick the Festival of the Lion King. That is a really spectacular show. And the audience participation is great. The actors are fabulous. The singing, the music, the whole experience is a strong one. So I would have to pick the Festival of Lion King.
All right. Anybody want to argue with Chris here?
Nope.
Nobody really.
No.
I'm ready to argue with them here because I got to tell you that Flame Tree Barbecue is, in my mind, one of the top two or three counter service restaurants in all of Walt Disney World, certainly in the theme parks. It's got something for everybody. You know, I really enjoy the hearty chicken and ribs plate, but by the same token, you know, they have that really terrific pineapple skewer, you know, the fruit skewer that my wife likes. And it's rare that there's a single counter service restaurant that has, even though it doesn't have a huge menu, really kind of meets the needs of everybody in the family so nicely. And, you know, Festival of Lion King, and maybe I'm just not show people so much, but I feel like I can get that experience other places. And Flame Tree really kind of makes me feel like I'm at Walt Disney World.
And it is very centrally located too, Flame Tree, which is really nice. You know, it's fairly easy to have if you have people who are walking around and doing the Savannah or the treks, they can meet those people who have been doing the roller coasters all day. So, yeah, I don't have strong opinions that one should absolutely beat the other one. To me, this is a nail biter. Definitely should go into overtime. So I'm definitely willing to reconsider this decision.
Well, do we have anybody? You know, because the problem is, and I'm sorry, I didn't repeat this when we did the introduction here, but generally speaking, I don't vote unless we have a tie. I only vote to break a tie. And so if there isn't anybody else on the panel here who's willing to step up for Flame Tree, then Festival will advance.
Flame Tree's going up in flames.
Wow. I'm surprised. I had this one pegged as an upset. All right.
Yeah. You know, Flame Tree's a great place to go and just to set, I mean, and suck up some of that barbecue smell. But, you know, the food there's amazing. And the set down that they have there where you can, you know, set down near the water and just enjoy the views. It's absolutely beautiful and great place just to kick back for a few. But, you know, the Festival of Lion King, where they get the kids involved and everything like that, it sure is a blast. And, Doc, if you ever get the chance to go see the Broadway show, we've seen it twice and it is amazing.
All right, so Festival of the Lion King survives and advances, and we move on to the 5-12 matchup. Nathan, why don't you take the 5-12? This is an interesting matchup between a favorite from Hollywood Studios and a favorite from the Magic Kingdom, The Great Movie Ride, the 5 seed, facing off against the legendary Dole Whip as the 12 seed.
My vote would have to go with Dole Whip. I dream about having Dole Whip, and I don't think about going on the Great Movie Ride.
Now, to be fair, we all know that Hollywood Studios is not Nate's favorite park. But you That's know, true. That said...
Is it anyone's favorite park?
It's mine.
Okay.
I believe in your Blue Sky podcast on Hollywood Studios, y'all gutted the whole park and it included this ride.
I didn't say that we didn't need to change it a little bit, but it's still my favorite park.
All right, so Nate voted for Dole Whip. Do we have somebody who's going to step up here for the higher seed great movie ride?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
No one? Am I the only one?
Yeah, here you go.
Now, it honestly may just be complete personal preference, and it may tie to the fact that it was my mother's favorite ride in all of Disney when we would go as a child. So, it's really close to my heart now that she's passed. So I go on that, and it's very nostalgic for me.
All right, well, throwing the mother out there.
I didn't mean to throw the mom out there. But that said, I really like Dole Whip.
I can say my mother went to Disney World for the first time in 35 years this past February, and. The one thing she made sure we wanted to do more than once was have a Dole Whip. So,
see, she knows.
We're gonna throw out the mother thing. I thought I would.
All right, we got mom squaring off in Main Street here.
There.
Moms know best.
And have y'all tried the orange pineapple swirl? That's good.
Yeah.
I think Dole Whip. I think this is the 5-12 upset. I really do.
All right. Well, one last try. Anybody gonna speak up for Great Movie Ride? Well, there we go. Our first upset of the night. Great Movie Ride goes down to Dole Whip.
Yes.
Somehow, with this group, that doesn't surprise me.
As it should.
Amazing. It was such a low seed.
All right. David Jewart, you're up next here. And you've got an interesting 4-13 matchup. You've got the Magic Kingdom's signature evening entertainment, Wishes, the 4 seed, facing off against the patriotic spectacle that is the American Adventure in Epcot, the 13 seed.
What's more patriotic than fireworks? Honestly, I have to go with Wishes. It's the way to end a night, to end a trip. It takes you back to every time you've ever been to Disney. You end the night with fireworks. I don't even know if I have to explain this. Like, I don't have words for it, because Wishes, by far, they have to win. It's a 4 seed, right?
Anybody going to speak up for the American Adventure here?
I love the show, but it doesn't beat Wishes for me. I mean, we were talking about listening to stuff on our iPods earlier. Wishes is on mine.
Yeah, I agree. That was, you know, my first time I ever went to Disney. That was my, every trip we have a Disney moment. And that trip, my very first trip, that was my Disney moment, was watching that. And it just, there's something about the show, something special about the show. And just, you know, the first time almost brought tears to my eyes. Okay, I'm going to lie. I did cry. I ain't going to lie. So
I still cry. Throwing that out there.
Yeah. We appreciate it. You know, I hate to say it, but I have to agree. I think it's unfortunate. It's a difficult matchup here for American Adventure. It really is a powerful and moving patriotic show. But, you know, with this kind of matchup, I think it just didn't have a prayer. All right. So we move back around. I think Mark's back up again. And this is an intriguing matchup here. The number 3 seed in the Donald division is the Tree of Life in Animal Kingdom, facing off against the number 14 Magic Kingdom classic, Dumbo.
Well, this is a hard one, because, you know, I'm not really fond of either one of them, but yeah, I love the Tree of Life. It's really neat. I mean, the way the time that they took to, you know, to put all those animals into that and to make that thing really come to life. I mean, really speaks to the name of it. You know, and then you got Dumbo, which is an all-time classic. You know, it was one of the first rides that were there. So, it's hard to pick that. My kids, you know, if it was up to my kids, it'd definitely be Dumbo. So I'm going to go with Dumbo, I guess, on this one.
All right, so Mark picks the upset. Anybody going to stand up for Tree of Life here?
Me.
All right, let's hear it, Nate.
I mean, the Tree of Life is you know, we've had Spaceship Earth and Cinderella's Castle and the other matchups being, you know, the icon and, you know, just the visual of that tree is one of those, I don't know, emotional gotcha moments with that park. Maybe not as endearing as the castle, but it's still there.
I think the Tree of Life suffers a little bit by the fact that you don't see it until you're right over that rise, and you really can't see it from the whole park. You know, that's in one way what makes it special, is that you only get that view from certain locations. But I agree with Nate. It's, you come over that rise, and it is quite spectacular to see the Tree of Life right in front of you. I mean, there's about 3,000 people between you and the Tree of Life, but still spectacular.
See, and in this matchup, this is one of those where I have to fall back on which of these attractions most powerfully connects me to Walt Disney World. And in this case, I mean, it is difficult. It's closer call than I thought it would be when I kind of started that analysis. But here's what it comes down to me. There's no touring plan in the touringplans.com portfolio that is the Tree of Life or Die plan. All right? I got to tell you that there's got to be 75% of the people who go to Walt Disney World with young children who start their planning. You know, if they're using a touring plan, they're starting with Dumbo or Die. Somehow that attraction has become the sort of official first ride of the Disney World experience for young children. And then the other thing, too, that I think you have to consider is, at the moment at least, these two attractions are kind of moving in opposite directions. I was just hearing the other day that, you know, they're having some issues with Tree of Life. They had some pieces actually fall. They had to add some nets because there's some concern about, you know, loose pieces. And meanwhile, you know, I think it was just yesterday that they opened the second spinner for the brand new, completely redone Double Dumbo. And you know, the Tree of Life will get its TLC. I'm sure it will. And I'm sure that they'll make the effort to restore it. It is a park icon, but I think that Dumbo has become sort of the icon of Disney as family entertainment because anybody can ride.
For me, it wasn't even that close. It was 100% Dumbo. I can walk past the Tree of Life and, you know, marvel at it. And they did a fantastic job, don't get me wrong. But the first ride on Dumbo for myself, the first ride on Dumbo for my daughter, I don't get that from walking up and standing there with my daughter and staring at the Tree of Life. Cinderella's Castle, different story, but sorry, Dumbo wins in my book.
All right. Well, it sounds to me like we need to go ahead and take a vote. So, David, I think it's pretty clear your vote's for Dumbo.
Yes, sir.
And I think we know pretty clearly that Nate's vote is for Tree of Life, right?
Yes.
All right. So it comes down, Chris and Mark. Mark, where's your vote going?
Dumbo.
And Chris, where's your vote going?
I'm going to have to go with Dumbo.
All right. And Dumbo wins and moves on with another big upset.
Woo! Woot.
14-3. Yeah, Animal Kingdom has felt the wrath of the upsets here of late. Seems to be the Big East of this this tournament.
Oh.
Oh, man.
All right. Yeah. Moving
Animal
along.
Kingdom took a beating in Pluto.
moving on, this I think is Chris's turn again. Chris gets, you know, last round he had the Animal Kingdom face off. This time he gets the Epcot face off with Mission Space facing off against Club Cool.
All right, this was easy for me. I like Mission Space. I think it's a fun ride. Although I, truth be told, I usually do the green and not the orange. But if I miss Mission Space, it's Mission Space. Club Cool is has got it for me, hands down, for two reasons. First of all, it's fun to go in there. It's fun to go and to have some Beverly. It's fun to go in there and try to get other people to drink. It's air conditioned. And it's got some of the best charging stations places in the entire park. You can there's a number of plugs there that you can just sit and charge your devices. And frequently for people on the go, that's a big thing. So I'm choosing Club Cool.
All right. Anybody going to make the argument for Mission Space? If nobody else is going to speak up, then I'm going to have to at least make a pitch here because it's my daughter's favorite ride in Epcot. And so I got to speak up for it. You know, I think Mission Space gets a bad rap. No, it's not the ride for everybody. It is a little intense. It spins. It's, you know, makes people dizzy. But
it's been years since someone died on it.
But
wow,
it's an experience that is really what Epcot was all about. I mean, when Epcot was built and when Epcot was, you know, obviously it wasn't part of the original vision, but when Epcot was built and this concept was for people to be able to experience things that connected them to American industry and technology, that's exactly what Mission Space is, more than almost any other attraction in the park right now these days. You know, to get that experience of playing astronaut. In about as close as accurate an experience as you can get outside of maybe Space Camp, I think is you know a really compelling argument in favor of Mission Space. Club Cool is neat. It's you know a lot of fun to capture that picture the first time you can con one of your family members into taking an unknowing sip of Beverly. And it's fun to taste the different sodas, but you know what? You can do the same thing at World of Coke in Atlanta. It's a chance for freebie refreshments, but you know, it just doesn't strike me as being that unique Disney experience that makes you feel like you're in someplace special, doing something special, the way that Mission Space does.
And anytime you put Gary Sinise up against Beverly, it's going to be Gary Sinise hands down, man. It's got to be.
Well, and you know, look, if you've got two attractions, either of which is going to make you feel like you want to puke, at least you ought to get some enjoyment out of the, you know, getting there.
That's right.
You just stole my line.
All right, so I may be all, you know, all alone here in my Mission Space argument, but I had to make it. Michaela, there it is. I made the argument for you, and I still think that Mission Space ought to hold seed here against Club Cool.
Are we voting on this?
I think we'll go around and do a quick vote. I'm guessing I'm getting voted down quickly based on the responses we got initially, but go ahead, David. What's your vote?
Oh, don't start with me. I don't know yet.
Oh, you don't know yet.
You made a very convincing argument, so.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's go back to the beginning, and we'll start with Chris. I assume you're sticking with your original choice.
I'm sticking with Club Cool.
All right. And so, Nate, what's your vote?
I'm going with Club Cool as well. I mean, Beverly is official Diz Dad swear word.
All right. So that's two votes for Beverly. Mark.
I'm just going to throw us out there. I'm going with Mission Space. It's a great ride. Hearing my son the first time after Gary Sinise quit talking, I looked at him and said, "What time is it, Robin?" He looked at me, two big old thumbs up, said, "It's go time, Dad."
That's fantastic.
So we're going with Mission Space.
All right, David, did we sway you?
Yeah, Mission Space. I have Club Cool written down, and I'm like scratching it out right now.
All right, like, and that gives us a tie, which means I get to break the tie. And given that I was able to sell this to the people who came over to vote with me, I am going with Mission Space, and it survives a tough test from Club Cool.
That degree's paying off, man.
All right. Let's see. I believe this is Nate's turn. And Nate gets a couple of Magic Kingdom attractions here in an interesting 7-10 matchup. Number 7, Jungle Cruise, facing off against number 10, the TTA People Mover. Great. What say you, Nate?
Great. This is just... Who made this bracket?
Well, some guy down in South. It reads with a Southern accent.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, I love the backside of water, but for me, it's the People Mover, especially at nighttime. Just cruising around Tomorrowland. That one holds a little bit more special place to me than the Jungle Cruise does.
All right. Anyone want to speak up for the backside of water?
The fact that my daughter still to this day quotes Ginger Snaps all the time when she sees an alligator. I love me some Jungle Cruise. I love dry humor to begin with. And it's classic Disney. Don't get me wrong. TTA is too, but it's classic Disney. It doesn't take itself too seriously. It's a lot of fun. I gotta go with Jungle Cruise on this one.
All right, so we have a vote for TTA, a vote for Jungle Cruise. Chris, what say you?
I gotta agree with David. I've gotta vote for Jungle Cruise. I like TTA. One of our favorite things to do on TTA is to my daughter and I will go on it, and she will yell "Mom" down from high up there.
Oh yes!
Look, it's always lots of fun. Jungle Cruise is, I agree. It's like it's iconic Disney. It's something the jokes haven't changed since I was five. But you know, my kids love them. I love them. We recite them during the year. It's got to win for me.
Okay, and so we've got two for Jungle Cruise, one for People Mover. What do you say, Mark?
Well, I'm going to throw it all off here. I really like Jungle Cruise. You know, anywhere that you can get a bargain, such as, you know, two heads for one of yours, that's a good ride. You know, but on the other side, I love TTA. It is, you know, it's a place where you can just go and sit down and ride. My wife she dreads going to that end of Magic Kingdom because she knows that I'm going to drag her on the stupid TTA. And I love doing it, especially like when there's no line at Space Mountain because it's broke down. You get on that thing and you can see the inside of Space Mountain all lit up, and that's pretty cool too. But it's just a nice relaxing ride. Normally it fits only 4 people per car. And last time we were on it, the lady said that, you know, all 5 of us could get in there, and my wife ended up getting squished. Me and Josh ended up, you know, playing a squish game on it. But it's just a lot of fun. So I'm going to go with TTA.
Wow. So I'm going to have to break a tie here. Gosh, I did not expect to get hit with this one, and I'm not sure what my answer is. I mean, on the one hand, my family really does enjoy the People Mover, and I think it was Chris who mentioned it, or maybe it was Marcus, that especially at night, TTA is terrific. And it's one of our great sort of evening, take a little break, you know, get off your feet for a little bit. Even when it's hot out, when the TTA is moving, it kind of, you get a breeze and it cools you off a little bit. It's a really nice, relaxing break. On the other hand, Jungle Cruise, I kind of think of Jungle Cruise as classic dad humor. You know, because the jokes that are part of that script are the kind of jokes that my father would have made if he were the skipper, even without a script. And oddly, I mean, my dad was never, I don't think he's ever been to Disney World. He was never there when I, never took me there. So I don't think he's ever been there. But I actually kind of almost picture myself with him when I'm on Jungle Cruise, even though he hasn't ever been there. And that makes it kind of an emotional favorite. Gosh, it's a tough call. I'm surprising myself here, but I'm going to go with Jungle Cruise.
No, I am.
It's got too much emotional pull, too much Disney history to it. You know, it's got Walt's fingerprints all over it, and it takes the win over the People Mover. Tough call though.
You just got to bring your crackers because that ride is full of some cheese.
Oh yes, but that's I sometimes, you know, it's best when it's at its cheesiest. So.
Hey, and Weird Al wrote a song about it.
That's true. There's no People Mover song. Well, there is. It's on the ride. It's kind of nice. It's kind of nice music, but anyway, not what we were talking about.
Tomorrow.
All right, so we've got one more matchup here in the first round of the Donald Division. And let's see, I believe it's David's turn. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right, David. You've got Rock and Roller Coaster, the number 2 seed, versus the number 15 seed, Journey into Imagination. What say you?
Oh, I love me some Figment. Oh, I do, but I can't do it. I can't. Has to be Rock and Roller Coaster. One of the three thrill rides at MGM, which is still my favorite park. It's a must do every time we go there. It is, I don't want to say classic dark ride, but it lends itself to, I guess, serious thrill rides at Disney. Does that make sense to everyone? I mean, I put that in the same class as like Everest and Tower of Terror, that type of deal.
Sure.
And the fact that you get to listen to Aerosmith for your like 45 to 55 minute wait, it works for me. Plus, it's inside, so it's like air conditioned and get out of the heat for a bit. But it's a thrill ride, so
this is true. So anybody going to speak up for little old Figment?
I love Figment, but I agree. He's going down.
I don't know, man. Figment is... Yeah, hang on.
Oh, great. Now Mark's trying to cheat. He's playing his own drops.
Come on.
Torture.
I come up with my own background music. You know... It wasn't until the last time we rode that my wife finally figured it out what Figment was. I said, "Oh, I get it." So, but no, I definitely we're going with the Rock and Roller Coaster on this one.
All right. So, Chris, you on board here?
Yep, Rock and Roller Coaster.
All right, Trent. All right, Nathan.
Yeah, Rock and Roller Coaster.
All right, so it's a clean sweep. Rock and Roller Coaster advances. Just to recap. The winners tonight are Soarin', Festival of the Lion King, Dole Whip, Wishes, Dumbo, Mission Space, Jungle Cruise, and Rock and Roller Coaster. Well, you've heard what we think about which attractions should advance. We'd love to hear from you and hear what you think. You can email us at podcast@dizdads.com, visit our website, dizdads.com, tweet us at DizDadsPodcast on Twitter, or participate in the discussions at boards.dizdads.com. Until the next time, I've been Aaron Rittmaster with Nathan Trent.
See you, everyone.
Mark Pratt.
See you next time, everybody.
Chris Carroll.
Club Cool was Rob.
And David Jort.
Thanks, everyone.
All right, next week we'll be back with our final first round matchup in the Goofy Division. All right, nice job, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Brought to you by Fairy Tale Journeys, an authorized Disney travel planner. Let us help you put together your next magical Disney vacation. Find us at fairytalejourneys.com. Let us sweat the details so you don't have to.
This has been a Wizard of Oz production.